We have a couple of guests joining us here in studio this morning as we talk a little bit about the Cass County Health System Foundation's project coming up here very soon this month. They're going to have a fun gala that folks can enjoy. Dawn Marnin, who is the director of the foundation, in with us this morning, and board member Dave Chase in with us as well. Thanks to both of you for coming by.
Well, thanks for letting us come.
Morning, Jim.
Absolutely. Appreciate it very much. Dawn, the foundation, I assume folks are familiar with the CCHS Foundation. You do a lot of work that otherwise, well, quite frankly, wouldn't get done.
Correct. Yes, correct. We are the fundraising arm of the hospital, and we do a lot of events throughout the year to not only create awareness, but raise funds for those equipment services and things that are needed within the health system.
Well, like every other industry, it's becoming more and more technical. I know hospital work and doctoring and all that kind of fun stuff has always been technical, but the equipment has gotten so much more precise, and you've made so many massive upgrades over the last several years. It doesn't come cheaply, and the money has to come from somewhere. The support has to come from somewhere, and that's where the foundation comes in.
Absolutely. The foundation comes in to help partner with people within our communities, and this year we're asking you to step up to the plate even more. We're hosting a gala on March 25th. And we're doing that to raise money for a 3D mammography machine. And I think that's really important. It'll be a fun evening. It'll be a great time. We have dinner. We have dueling pianos. We have a dessert dash, which is kind of new and fun for the area, where you get to bid on your dessert if you want dessert. And all those proceeds will go to help purchase that 3D mammography unit.
Okay, this gala idea, where'd this come from? Did you all sit down and talk about some ways we could come up with a great idea to have some fun? Or how'd this come up?
This is my idea. I go to a lot of advanced schooling. The board is really into making sure I have that education that needed, and it's been very successful in a lot of communities. And so I actually attended some other galas to see how it was run, and I brought it back, and they very willingly jumped on board, and away we go.
Now, there's a theme to this.
Yes. We are going with the speakeasy theme from the 1920s. I think it'll be great fun. We're encouraging people to wear 1920s garb. Think of Downton Abbey kind of in that era. And just a flapper dress, and the guys, you know, that's pretty easy to accommodate as well.
Yeah, big hats and big cigars, I guess, for the guys, huh?
Yeah, big cigars, dark glasses, pinstripe suits, whatever fits the 20s theme.
Yep.
Yeah, very good. Well, it's meant to be a fun night for folks. And how will this work? It's a fundraising event. How will you raise funds through this?
We've been selling sponsorships. We have tables that are available, or you can buy individual tickets. Individual tickets are $50 a piece. And our table sponsors start at $500 and go up from there for a table of eight. We encourage people, if you can't come and you'd still like to give to the project, you can certainly do that. I know there's been many people who said, I'm busy that night, but I want to support you. And all those gifts go directly towards that project.
Very good. And I know you, of course, you talked about it already. You touched on the fact that they might be bidding on their desserts and things like that. Once they get there, there'll be some other opportunities to maybe take advantage of some opportunities there for folks, but also for you guys to raise a few extra dollars, too.
Yeah. The dessert dash will have an auction. They get to bid on the opportunity to go be the first person in line to pick out dessert. And we have some wonderful bakers in our community that are donating those desserts. And also we'll have a 50-50 raffle available. We'll have tickets for that just at that night. Be present to win. So it'll be another great evening of fun for that, too.
Absolutely. And all for a good cause. This type of equipment is important. It seems like community-based hospital work anymore. It's more about getting to the point early on, finding the problem, identifying what issues are. And that's really what this equipment is all about.
Yeah, this is really true in the case of breast cancer, where early detection is the key toward cures. And the 3D mammography machine has the advantage over a 2D in that it gives 15 months earlier diagnosis possibility than the traditional 2D mammography machine. This isn't a cheap piece of equipment. It's a $400,000 piece of equipment. But at the same time, it's been our mission as a foundation to provide those cutting-edge types of technologies in a convenient location close to home, so people don't have to travel for this type of care.
You bet. Well, and physically, the hospital located in Atlantic, it's not an Atlantic hospital. It's a Cass County facility, but even outside of Cass County, you serve a wider area.
Yeah, there's a 40-mile radius draw that the health system services, and just in Cass County alone, there are 3,000 women who are of the age that can take advantage of this type of technology. Just imagine what impact that could have on these 3,000 women in Cass County alone, not to say the radius of 40 miles around.
And breast cancer will affect how many women?
One out of eight women will have an episode with breast cancer.
So with 3,000 women of that age group in that service area, you're looking at a pretty good number of folks who could be directly affected.
Absolutely. And it's our goal to make this available locally and with the convenience of a local hospital.
Yeah, isn't that the nice part? They don't have to get in the car and drive long distance to go do these simple things. And not only do they not have to go a long distance, but they're closer to their support system as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, not only does it impact those women that, you know, might have a positive diagnosis, but also we have those women that have false positives. And those are always an issue. And the New York Times came out with an article in February that they followed women with false positives and realized that they delayed return visits by 9 months. And those follow-ups revealed that those women are more likely to have a late-stage diagnosis because they put off getting their mammograms, because it is traumatic to have those false positives, to have to come in and look at it again and worry. And so they delay it, and that creates a problem down the road.
You know, you don't really think much about those kinds of unintended consequences. If someone gets a false positive reading like that, all of a sudden they lose a little faith, they lose confidence there, or they're just afraid of coming back in again. And that alone is worth the money.
Absolutely, because the 3D has a reduction of approximately 40% in our false positives. Right. So that's a big difference.
It's a very
big
difference
for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely, especially when you're talking about those raw numbers like you talked about earlier. Well, let's talk about the evening again. Let's talk about the fun stuff. Now, you get dessert bidding, you get tables full of friends, because you're encouraging people to come as groups.
Absolutely. That's the more the merrier. The evening will start off. We have a Great Gatsby reception for some of our bigger donors that really are stepping up. And then we have dinner. We will have the dessert auction, obviously. And then to go along with all the entertainment, we have dueling pianos. And all this fun will be had at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. So it'll be a lovely setting. They have some new renovations. So I'm just really excited. The whole feel of the evening will be just astronomical. It'll be great.
Dueling pianos should be fun.
I think it's awesome.
Those always draw pretty well. We've seen a few of those shows over the years here. They always get a pretty good crowd and have some fun, but it just fits the theme so well.
Yes, very much so.
Very good. Are they local folks, or are they coming from somewhere?
They're coming from somewhere.
Okay.
I kind of looked at several entities that can do this, and this seemed to be the best fit for us.
Very good.
So they're coming in, and they're prepared to have a good time, and even more fun is all the tips that they will create during the evening. They're going to donate back to the health system.
Okay, very
good. So that'll be great, too.
Very good. Is there still time? I assume we're sitting here talking today because there are still availabilities out there.
There are very limited seats available out there, actually. Those seats are filling up fast. I have approximately 50 seats left that can be purchased. So if you're interested at all, I highly encourage people to get a hold of me quickly and soon, because it's first come, first serve basis, and I want to make sure that everybody has a good time and aren't disappointed.
And tell them again, because you mentioned earlier, you can do it as a table, you can do it as individuals.
Yeah, table, individual. Individuals are $50 a person, and tables start at $500 and go from there. And $500, $750, $1,500, and $2,500 actually are those levels. And just encourage you to come have a good time and support something that's so important for the women of Southwest Iowa.
Well, folks locally have always been pretty good about supporting anyway, but it's a lot more fun when you give them something in return that will be fun for them. They get the good feeling about making a donation towards something they know is going to help their neighbors. But when they get the chance to go out and socialize and have a good time, too, it's a win for everybody.
And this is the first time we've tried this. And the enthusiasm that has already been generated is very, very impressive, in my view. It's the tables are going fast, the seats are going fast, and Don can still be contacted at 243-7409 or at casshealth.org. You can click on and find out more details about what we're doing.
Very good. Well, if it goes well, and it sounds like it already is going pretty well, does this become an annual event?
That's kind of our hope. We're hoping that people enjoy it and coming up with themes and making it a great evening, and it's a win-win for everybody. You know, they get to support a great cause, and we give them a little night of thank you fun. So,
and it's something they know they can look forward to.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Again, that's coming up on March 25th at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. But you'll see all that written out on your tickets when you call Dawn, and she sends them to you.
You bet.
Very
absolutely.
Good. Dawn, thanks for coming by. Dave, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jim. Thanks.